Okay, guys. Back on Truth Hurts Radio. Picking up where we left off here, if I can find where we left off. I got distracted. Okay, here we go. Brussels, guys, of course, the headquarters of the EU, is even using religion to advance its political agenda. Well, that's no surprise, is it? They want to get you from every conceivable angle. They devised a program called A Soul for Europe, which has given over $38 million to pro-EU projects throughout Europe. Applicants for grants must promote the integration of Europe and publicly acknowledge that assistance has been received from the EU. You know, you must boast about how great the EU is that they gave us all this money. So if you do that and you're actively promoting the EU, you can get grant money from them as religious institutions. Now, what does that sound like? What equivalent do we have of that over here? Let me see now. The acronym FBI comes to mind. Ah, yes! Faith-based initiative. Oh, come on, people. It's the same thing. Though supposedly set up to promote the spiritual and religious aspects of a united Europe, Soul for Europe literature doesn't even mention anything about either the Bible, the Quran, or any other religious text. It is strictly political, using a religious guise, of course. Oh, and of course, the gullible saps fall for it. Or maybe it's just because they like money. That's probably what it is. But in any case, it's working. It's doing exactly what they wanted it to. Suckering the masses to accepting their little scheme of regionally merging European countries together. Oh, fun, fun, fun. The opportunistic Vatican, of course, sees great advantages in supporting and advancing the EU to promote a Europe in which Catholicism might dominate the scene. The Vatican has pursued European integration since at least the 1940s, mainly in secret, but now more openly. The first six members of the EEC, by the way, were largely Catholic countries. But the Vatican is now taking a more public stance on its goal of uniting Europe. The Roman Synod of October 1999 declared that it is necessary, quote, to pursue with courage and urgency the process of European integration. There's that word again, urgency. Ooh, they got a powerful urge, don't they? Yeah, I got something for that urge. Use your imagination. 2 months later, the Vatican began the canonization process for the so-called founding fathers of Europe from Germany, Italy, and France. Konrad Adenauer, Alcide de Gasperi, and Robert Schuman, the EU's patron saints, if you will. They're actually calling for the canonization of these people for their great service to humanity in contributing toward a united Europe. Oh, how lovely. I'm going to order my scapular medals today. Oh, what a fraud, man. Today, unseen by the general public, over 250 EU committees influence the way that every member country is governed. The result is thousands of directives a year, often poorly drafted and inappropriate, replacing national legislation. Oh, and we're going to have the same thing here very soon. Be patient, kids. It's coming. Just remain apathetic and you won't have to worry. Stick with us, guys. Be right back.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper. Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Hey guys, back on Two Thirds Radio, continuing our discussion here of the EU and how the NAU is going to be just another version of that if we let this go through. Specifically before the break, I was talking about how policies passed by the EU are ultimately becoming law in countries all over Europe. And, you know, they're required to by their contractual agreement. They must implement these EU policies into law. And, you know, the same thing's been going on here in the U.S. for decades now in regards to, you know, UN resolutions. A lot of strange laws that have been passed in this country over the past several decades originated with that body. You know, for example, I mentioned several weeks ago, I talked about the Convention on the Rights of the Child and how it forbids parents to engage in corporal punishment, i.e. spanking, as a means of discipline. And lo and behold, shortly after that convention, it began around the country where, you know, parents started being arrested immediately. Following that conference, parents began getting arrested around the country for spanking their kids, calling it abuse, and, you know, either they arrested the parents or they took the kids away, and, you know, 2-3-4 year battle ensued in the courts for these parents to get their kids back. So this is what's going on in Europe right now. The European Union is doing the same thing for European nations. They're passing laws as a direct result of policies being voted upon in the EU. And this is what we'll be headed for here with the NAU, guys, if things go according to the parasitical globalists' plans. About 80% of all legislation, guys, going through the British House of Parliament, for example, is merely rubber stamps Brussels directives. It comes right from Brussels, right from the EU. An additional 3,000 of Brussels regulations are enacted every year by civil servants without any scrutiny whatsoever. It is a government by decree. Like it or not, my European friends, your country has sold you out big time. Oh, yeah. Your government is not sovereign anymore. Your country is not independent. It is totally enmeshed in this centralized control, controlled by the elites, European Union. That's a fact. The EU has also set up a charade of a parliament of its own with EU-wide parties. As the Treaty of Rome has put it, quote, political parties at European level are important as a factor for integration within the Union. They contribute to the forming of a European awareness and to expressing the political will of the citizens of the Union. Expressing the political will. Yeah, when I talk some more in a moment about how rigged this whole process is with the Parliament and their voting process, you'll see how it's the will of the people. Once again, globalist lies on the surface actually are true. They, you know, it's the will of the people. They just don't define who the people are. They want you to think that it means the people of Europe, you know, the citizenry, the general population. No, it's the people in the elite class. That's the people they're talking about. It's like when they tell you, you know, only 3,000 plus died in Iraq from this war, talking about our soldiers anyway. Over a million Iraqis have died, but, they don't count. It's only our soldiers, and only 3,000 plus have died in Iraq. Well, that's true. Yeah. You know, it's about 3,000 or so, a little over 3,000 have died in Iraq. But there have been tens of thousands more that have died outside of Iraq on the way to Germany and in the German hospital. Oh, I tell you. Anyway, expressing their will or suppressing it, you know, as that quote just stated. Better yet, guys, maybe they should have actually said formulating their will. You know, if they were in fact talking about the will of the people, meaning the general population, that's, you know, that's what it means. They're formulating their will. They're creating it through propaganda, just like they're doing here. You know, through the media, they're creating the idea that people support this policy and that policy, suckering you by lying to you to get you to support something that's entirely antithetical to your interests. The European Parliament, guys, started in 1951 with nominated members until the first elections were held in 1979. Each member of European Parliament, MEP, represents a very large number of people, few of whom can actually name their representative. They don't even know. Of course, that's the same here in the States. Most people don't know who their congressmen are, their senators. Any EU citizen can vote wherever he happens to be, and nationality no longer counts. Of course, the vote doesn't count either because it's all rigged, but, you know, you get the appearance of a say in politics. Yeah, just like here. The 626 members of the parliament are elected by proportional representation every 5 years. This voting method is a clever way to divide and rule. Votes are not for an individual, but for a party. The party itself chooses candidates, listing them in order of their importance to the party. Well, you know, that's kind of like how it is here, isn't it? You pick the puppet that's already been selected, that's already sworn their allegiance to the system. And, in fact, you don't even do that anymore. They pick the puppet. The number of seats that a party wins is proportional to the number of votes cast for that party. So again, it all looks legitimate on the surface, but upon close inspection, it's a fraud. Everything's a fraud today. The usual result of this election is a compromise. No one party has a majority, and government becomes merely a theater of bartering and horse trading as coalitions form and reform. So it's one big, ugly, twisted mess that, once again, only has the appearance of legitimacy. On the surface, it looks like it's functioning well in the interest of the people, but it's a total scam. They've got so many twisted turns in the thing that, you know, most people won't even bother trying to figure it out. They'll throw their arms up in despair, and that's just how they want it. It's like the IRS code. It's so twisted and lengthy and wordy and difficult to understand. A lot of IRS agents themselves don't understand it. That's how they want it. You're not supposed to understand it. Just follow the rules as we dictate them at any given moment, and maybe you'll be all set. Maybe not. If we don't like you, we'll still go after you, even if, you know, you can prove us wrong. It doesn't matter. We'll just send our Gestapo in. Anyway, the European Parliament has virtually no powers. Even though the whole thing is rigged to begin with, it doesn't matter. It doesn't even have any legitimate powers. It's just window dressing. It follows the Latin tradition of legitimizing the decisions of the unelected commission. It has no similarity to parliaments based on the Westminster principle, such as the British and Commonwealth parliaments of or the U.S. Congress. But then again, even if they were modeled after the U.S. Congress or the British Parliament, what's the difference? They're all rigged today anyway, so. But what I'm saying is, even from the start, they don't have legitimacy to them. You know, it's not even, you know, in appearance does it have any legitimacy to it. At least Congress has the appearance of legitimacy. The European Parliament doesn't. All major decisions are decided by deals between the leaders of the party groups and MEPs, simply cannot initiate or repeal legislation. All they can do is amend or reject proposals submitted by the commission. Again, can anybody say rigged game? The European Parliament is like a medieval court. MEPs and their officers are constantly on the move, carrying all their files with them. They sit in Strasbourg 1 week and in Brussels another week. The secretariat is divided between Brussels and Luxembourg. MEPs are often absent. Their duties are minimal, but as is usually the case with any politician, they're financially well rewarded and have great benefits and perks. Just show up, smile, and we'll pay you well. Because we want this to look legitimate. We want everything to look tidy and professional, when really it's just a big flippin' happy little scam we're pulling off on everybody. Free speech is rationed. Listen to this. The time that an MEP may speak in debates is allocated among the party groups according to the numbers in each group. A member of a small party has only 1.5 minutes to deliver his point in a debate before his microphone is automatically cut off. How much can you say in 90 seconds, guys? What a scam. Just in case somebody slips through the cracks that actually favors the interests of the working class over the big corporations, they've got it all rigged so that they won't have time to state their case. MEPs vote on commission proposals by following numbers on a list and pressing a button 100 to 300 times per hour, allowing perhaps 10 seconds for each vote. Can you imagine that? 10 seconds at max per vote, guys. Unbelievable. Stick with us. Be right back.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, guys, back on True Threats Radio. As I mentioned before the break, the MEPs, the members of the European Parliament, are required to vote between 100 and 300 times per hour. It's unbelievable. They've got to be constantly pressing buttons, you know, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. It's literally impossible to keep up. In fact, they have trouble trying to follow the voting list, which will only have been available for a few hours, prior to the voting, and it's published in French. So unless you can read in French, and unless you're a speed reader, there's no way you can look over all of these items that you're going to be voting on. So basically it comes up, and usually, you know, just based on the name of the proposed bill, you got to vote based on the name of it. Oh, well, okay, that sounds good. And doesn't the name of all legislation sound good? So they'll press yes, 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 not knowing that they're selling their country out, or perhaps not even caring. Who knows? Doesn't matter. You know, if they want to debate it, once again, they're given a very short time. You can't get your points in. They cut you off automatically. And here's another problem. Mistakes are easily made during this voting process. Very often they're made. Some British MEPs, for example, voting 300 times in a two-hour session, inadvertently agreed to corpus juris effectively abolishing the British criminal justice system, including trial by jury and habeas corpus. It happened that they unintentionally pressed the wrong buttons and voted out of favor of the British, you know, justice system. The fact that stuff like this even comes up for vote, to vote against things like that, ought to tell you what they're really up to. And then to have the voting system rigged like this, so that even if you have a conscience, your vote's going to get screwed up. By the way, even worse than this, an absent MEP is taken to have voted for the motion. In other words, by default, if you don't show up, they're going to assume your vote was in the positive, and whatever sleazy piece of legislation they're trying to pass that day is going to go through simply because you're not there. It's going to get a positive vote from you. Unbelievable. European parties, guys, without any country links, will become the norm. That's what they want. They don't want any national loyalties. All recognized party groups are funded from the parliamentary budget according to the size of the group. The understanding is that parties which are not recognized will be closed down. They just simply won't get any funding. And how do you get recognized? Well, I can sum that up by stating this. That's how you get recognized, boys and girls. Every nation, every political entity on the planet has laws that dictate how treason is to be dealt with. And the EU is no exception, which now views itself as a country. It has its own flag, let's not forget. Ultimately, the EU intends, guys, to crush out dissent with a tyrannical rage. And guess what? It's already begun to show signs of such ambitions. For example, the EU set up a European Monitoring Center on Racism and Xenophobia in Vienna in 1998. Now, where do you think that's leading? Then, according to the EU Party of European Socialists, they released this statement. Quote, right-wing populism is one of the major dangers to the European experiment. By attacking European integration and its alleged damage to nation states, right-wing populism can use a new face of nationalism. This new populist nationalism is also displayed in anti-European rhetoric, blaming Brussels for all kinds of economic, political, and social problems. In other words, they're saying that you are a dangerous threat if you don't go along with Brussels' centralized control over the European Union. So they set up this party or this commission or whatever to monitor these activities and to take measures to silence your voice or to permanently silence you, whatever it takes, so that you can't voice your opposition and the public cannot be made aware of what actually is going on at the hands of these scoundrels. I mean, come on, guys, it's so flippin' obvious what's going on here. Do you still think the European Union is something good? Do you still think it's worthy of your support? Do you still think it has nothing to do with the government? Nothing to do with power and control, centralization of power? Nothing to do with loss of sovereignty? It has everything to do with consolidation of power and loss of sovereignty. That's ever been its function from day one, as you saw from the quotes I've been reading since the show started. Again, quoting from the horse's mouth, the whole purpose of this is world government, guys, the new world order. They've all stated it themselves. I've shown you going back decades that this has been the plan from the start. So why are people surprised now to see this happening, to see that the EU is after power, to see that it is seeking to unite all countries together, losing their sovereignty under one mechanized, centralized system of control? Why are they so surprised? Why are they so resistant to it? I mean, you can prove this on a multitude of counts with the most irrefutable authoritative sources. Man, people got to wake up, not just in this country, but around the whole planet to what's going on here. All right, guys, another break. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, guys. Back on Truth Hurts Radio. The power that the UN currently has, guys, is absolutely frightening. Already at this relatively early stage. But again, you know, it's just getting warmed up. Looking at the power that it currently possesses can provide us with a good glimpse into where it intends to go next. For instance, the EU can already cancel a country's voting and other undefined rights while still leaving it liable for all its other obligations, including payments to Brussels and the enforcing of EU laws. In other words, you can basically get kicked out, boycotted, if you're not puckering up, but they're still going to require you to pay your little dues. Such a country would be reduced to a mere colony in an all-powerful empire, European empire. Again, this is where it's going, guys. The EU has already taken action against one country, Austria, following a free and democratic election in February of 2000. Jörg Haider's Freedom Party formed a coalition with the Conservative People's Party, but in a move which sent shockwaves around the world, The other 14 EU countries promptly sanctioned Austria, claiming the Freedom Party was fascist. yeah, that's calling the kettle black now, isn't it? You gotta be kidding. In retaliation, the Austrian Chancellor, Wolfgang Schussel, set a deadline for the EU to end sanctions against Austria. Otherwise, he would pull Austrians from their endorsement of using all suitable means against the EU. The EU immediately appointed three wise men to find a face-saving solution. Sanctions were soon lifted. Good for Austria. The EU is just itching to enforce totalitarian power, but it has to move cautiously lest it be exposed prematurely for what it is. So on this instance, it had to back down. And again, hats off to Austria for taking a stance against fascist EU powers. There's your real fascism for you right there. But nevertheless, guys, the EU finds support from powerful political figures all across Europe. To illustrate this, after the Austrian debacle, one British MEP asked in the European Parliament of anti-EU parties if they should be banned. In response, many MEPs shouted yes. So, I mean, you can see where the loyalties lie here. Any anti-EU parties should be banned. So, you know, is there freedom of expression of opinion? No. You must be pro-EU or the party's going to be banned. You're not going to get the funding. You're not even going to be allowed to exist and participate. You have to be pro-EU. Unbelievable. If a whole nation can be sanctioned by the EU, how long before this is done with newspapers, radio or TV networks, books, or any other media outlet that is critical of the EU? For that matter, how long before individuals, get arrested? They're going to be silencing individual voices of dissent, never mind nations as a whole. Well, as it turns out, guys, such actions have already been taken. In the European Court of Justice on October 19th, 2000, for example, the EU's Advocate General argued that a book, The Rotten Heart of Europe, written by Bernard Connolly, who was a former head of the EU Commission Unit for National and Community Monetary Policies, was akin to the publication of a blasphemous work, if you will. It was considered taboo, blasphemy, heresy. Since blasphemy could be punished under the European Convention on Human Rights, a punishment was permissible for blaspheming against Europe. They actually used the term. They literally used the term. Another example of this came at a conference in 2000 on media and democracy. That phony term again. When the European Socialist Party proposed a European Communications Authority, such an authority could recognize journalists, fund programs, and exert total control over the media all across Europe. So here's your socialist party here. Doesn't that figure? Again, they use the term recognize. You see, you won't be recognized. Today in Australia, they're calling it professional assessment. They already got their SB 1959 equivalent passed over there. And they're actually going after, blog sites, internet chat rooms, on and on, and shutting them down on the basis of them not being professional. I'm surprised they didn't use the Trump card of fighting terrorism over there for the excuse for that. That's certainly what they're using here. I'm really surprised, because that propagandic ploy seems to be going over pretty big around the world. Nope, they're just calling it professional assessment. We're sorry, but we're finding this government protest website to be unprofessional, so we're going to shut it down. What a crock. The EU, guys, also funds many radio and TV broadcasts all across Europe. Of course, just to make sure that the public has access to the best programming and make sure that they're informed intelligently. Right. Unbelievable, guys. They fund TV so they can get their little commercials in there, the little plugs in there for the EU, and praise it as the great salvation of Europe, of course. And to make sure that down the line, if not right away, they'll be able to control them. Why do you think the Rockefellers began very early on funding and buying up newspapers and funding educational institutions with money that, I might add, they stole from American taxpayers in the first place? The Rockefeller Foundation, itself tax-exempt, has been sucking off of American taxpayer monies, getting, you know, government grants, and then turning around and using that money to buy up legislation, you know, buy up newspapers, buy up educational establishments by giving them grants from grants they got from the government in the first place, your tax dollars, and ultimately controlling these establishments. You want the money to continue? Oh, hey, no problem. We have such pleasure giving you these grants. Except in order to continue the money flowing, we're going to ask a couple small little favors of you. I'm sure you won't mind. So here's the EU guys doing the same thing, funding television, because they have the best interests in mind, the general public. Yes, yes, yes. The elites always have the best interest of the general public in mind. The EU Commission, guys, is not only escalating the power of each state, emasculating. Ooh, excuse me, big Freudian slip there. Not only emasculating the power of each state into submission to their authority, but has divided the 15 EU countries into 111 regions. All EU regions are described in the same way. For example, London in Europe. Imagine that. It's not London, England anymore. They want to erase the idea of nations. They want to get rid of national sovereignty. So it's London in Europe. Why? Oh, it's so disgusting, the propaganda ploys they're using here. As you can see, the name of the country has been deliberately omitted in anticipation of omitting that country's freedom and independence. For decades, guys, as I pointed out on previous shows, you know, I talked about education. They've been propagandizing our youth in the schools to get them away from national sovereignty. That has been their number one intention, their number one goal, and they've been doing a good job at it. You know, they'll give questions to kids about abuses of national sovereignty in the past. You know, where Germany in 1870 was invading France, 1871, and other countries, and, you know, trying to take over. And then, of course, later in World War One, the same thing arose. So they'll cite cases like this, and then subtly, they'll get the idea across in the kids' minds that sovereignty is a bad thing. And then they'll ask them a question. They won't tell them sovereignty is bad. That's too obvious, and that might arouse parents' concerns if they read these papers at home. So they'll just have a questionnaire at the end of an article, you know, and they'll say, can you see why national sovereignty can be a bad thing? And then, you know, can you cite an example from this article you just read where national sovereignty is bad? And, you know, so they're just subtly planting the idea there. So when kids hear about ending U.S. sovereignty and bringing us together as one big global happy family, you know, they'll be ready for it because they've already been dumbed down with it and, you know, too doped up on Ritalin to be able to think otherwise anyway. Each region, guys, is in the process of acquiring an elected assembly, elected is that word again, and a development agency with the same boundaries as the European parliamentary constituencies. Their duties, all of which tie in with EU planning and funding, of course, will include, and this is already stated on paper, regional planning, transport, increased regional ownership, economic development, yeah, whatever that means, agriculture, energy, and waste disposal. Once again, you can see they get their nose stuck in everything. It's just like the United Nations. You know, there's an agency to cover every single conceivable aspect of society, to oversee everything that you do on an everyday basis. Ultimately, they want control over every single aspect, not only of societal life, but life of every individual. Their own documents attest to it. I've read reports like this before, read from reports before where they stated these goals, guys. There's no question about it. Oh, boy. What a mess. To ensure that its control mechanism is complete, the EU's Economic and Social Committee entrenches lobby groups. Ooh, have we seen those before? Entrenches lobby groups in the EU, such as employees groups, trade unions, farmers, consumer associations, charities, and family groups, you name it, on and on. They haven't left any stone unturned to influence and control every aspect, again, of every person's life and every individual nation's life as a whole, all across Europe. This is just what the New World Order, once again, is all about. I mean, how much clearer can it be made than that, guys? This is where it's going. And like I said, everything that I've been sharing today about the EU is what we're going to see with the NAU if we don't wake up and fast. They've already got the monetary system proposed, guys. In fact, they've already printed some preliminary currencies and minted some coins in anticipation of the coming Amaro. And as you might guess, as always, it's loaded with Masonic symbolism. Oh, yeah, it's always going to get that in there. Just like our borders, guys, with Mexico and Canada will disappear if the NAU goes through, so too is the EU today working diligently to erase European national borders. The EU has already stated that its goal is to eliminate all international border controls and to set up instead a single EU border. Border policy by then will be totally under the control of Brussels. No nation really will have any say whatsoever. They will decide centrally from there. All member states will and must comply. Already the groundwork for an EU border patrol force is being laid. The plan is, and ever has been, to remove all borders of European countries by 2010. Now, what do we know that they're also planning for 2010? Can anybody guess? That's right. That's the year the NAU is going to kick in. Do you see how they're scaling this thing up? Exponentially, they're rapidly moving this thing forward. You see, they're getting just a little bit impatient because they've been at this for over 200 years now, and they just can't wait anymore. They want this thing through as fast as they can get it, especially now because they realize so many people have woken up to this, multiplied millions and millions of people just in this country alone have been waking up, and abroad it's the same way. Far too many people for their liking are waking up to it. So they know the only way now they're going to ever get this thing to work out. They can't move slow at the same pace that they've been moving. In fact, that's all, you know, that's what 9/11 was all about. To whip it into high gear as fast as they can, you know, in the shortest amount of time because, hey, we might not succeed if too many people are woken up. Son of a gun, all that effort, all that work of propagandizing them with lies in the media, all that work of creating psychotropic drugs to control their minds and convince them it's going to help them with the depression when in reality it makes them more depressed than what they already were, and it dumbs them down still in spite of all these efforts. They're waking up. Son of a gun, I can't believe it. Oh, they are waking up. Yeah. And I do hope we wake up in time to put a stop to this, guys, because this is absolute insanity. Oh, guys, the nation of Europe, that's their goal. Once again, they already have the flag, they got the currency for it, They literally want to turn all of Europe into one nation. They want to turn all of the American states into one nation. And then, again, eventually unite all the nations into one global happy little family, all in servitude to the elites. By this same year, guys, 2010, by the way, like I said, is the proposed year that the NAU is going to kick in. Isn't it obvious where all of this is going? Once again, I have to tip my hat to Lou Dobbs. He is, in fact, the only person in mainstream media that is really addressing this at all and addressing it, you know, with a loud megaphone. There isn't a day on his show he's not talking about this. And I hope people are paying attention. I hope the word is getting out there. This is very serious. This is the biggest treasonous betrayal of this country in all of its history. And this scoundrel, this unelected White House stealing, election rigging piece of trash, has facilitated the whole thing without the public in this country even knowing about it, let alone getting their permission for it. It's already a done deal, once again, as far as they're concerned. All right, guys, one more short break. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. Just a few more minutes here left. I just wanted to mention, once again, you know, if anybody wants the transcripts for this show, this is really important stuff. People need to be shown what exactly is going on with the European Union. And that's how to wake them up to the North American Union. You know, if you haven't gotten it already, or you have friends that haven't gotten it, you know, request this transcript. It's only like 9 pages long. And, you know, share it with some of your friends. Show them what's going on in Europe. In fact, show your European friends. A lot of Europeans don't even know what's going on right under their noses. But you know, you can get that the transcripts for today's show or any other show that I've done that you want transcripts for by sending me an email to truthhurtsradio@aol.com. And again, Hertz is spelled H-E-R-T-Z. I'm going to keep that email open. You know, I'm going to keep using it after the, you know, I leave RBN. So anybody that wants to contact me, you can certainly do so. You know, we can trade information back and forth or whatever. And also, just to let you know, I guess the archives are going to be up on RBN's website at least for another week. So, you know, if you want to download any of them, you better get to it in the next week because they will be taken down after that. And I just remembered, yeah, I got a caller on the line. He's from England. What's his name? I'm trying to look here. Where to go? Pat from England. Okay. Sorry about that. Welcome, Pat.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, welcome.
Good evening. Can I just congratulate you? I've been listening to you with great restraint and great admiration. You have done a fantastic job. I've been 20 years, John Stapler knows me, PG is my name in the UK, fighting the European Union. We did win the round on Keep the Pound, and we ran the Keep the Pound campaign, and we ran that across radio stations as well. But you have a fantastic document there. Maybe you were coming to another point. I just had another one. They also have the European arrest warrant. Now, that is a absolutely appalling document that was approved five years ago. I'll just give you a quick run through that, and then I'll get off there. They can come into Britain with the European arrest warrant, with European police. They haven't done it yet, but if in the course of arresting you, they shoot you dead, they have immunity for life. How about that?
Sure. Yep. Well, it's like the tasers over here. They kill people with tasers all the time, and nothing happens. In fact, they give them a promotion. Good job.
Unbelievable. It's a template of the Stasi police state. But you just mentioned what I was bringing up about, so probably I won't take your last 5 minutes. Well, I truly want the transcript of the program, and we're eternally grateful for you for doing a fantastic performance and giving a fantastic document on air. I hope John Stapler will put that your program out as a wake-up call about both the European Union and the North American Union. Is that okay?
Yeah, thanks a lot, Pat. And by all means, if you want the transcripts, truthhurtsradio@aol.com. Hertz, well, H-E-R-T-Z.
Thank you very much for a fantastic show, and I hope to talk to you soon, okay?
You bet. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, guys. So, like I said, you know, I'll keep the email up. Tomorrow will be the last show, at least for now, anyway. I'm hoping to get back into broadcasting eventually. And by the way, I will be on, I'm hoping to be, I don't think anything's going to pop up on Saturday. I'm planning on being on, Kevin Barrett's show Saturday morning, having a Talmudic debate. So I will be on that show Saturday, kind of like a uninvited guest, I guess. You know, someone challenged me to a debate on there, so I'll be calling in for that. And, you know, just to remind John that I will be available, you know, if he ever needs somebody to fill in or whatever, you know, he can feel free to give me a call. I'm certainly, you know, willing to do that, especially in the evenings. I'll have freed up, you know, I've filled in for John on his show in the past. So, you know, I'll certainly, and from time to time, I'll be available during the day hours, too, if they needed people to fill in. So I'm not entirely disappearing off the map. And again, like I said, feel free to email me anytime. Anybody ever wants any copies of my books, you can get them from Lulu, or you can just email me. Ask, you know, just name which title you're interested in. Like I said, I'll be happy to send that off to you as an attachment file. All right, guys, that's all the time for today. Another interesting topic tomorrow. We'll see you then. Take care.
Gold has been.